Righty, good morning. Good to see you today. If you have your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Here's our format for this morning. We're going to have just a few minutes of teaching, kind of give you the overview of things, and then we're going to pray. We're going to pray in some directed manner today. So, Acts chapter 1. Beginning in verse 12. And then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. What did they just return from? What had just happened? The ascension happened. He's crucified, risen, now he's ascended. Which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they entered the city, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. That is, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, Judas, the son of James. These all went with one mind, were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brother. Lord, we pray you'll direct our hearts today as we pray. Lord, as we consider your word, speak to us today and speak through us to one another. In the name of Jesus, we pray. They were with one mind, get the words, continually devoting themselves. What's our 21st century word for that? When you continually devote yourself to something, you are dedicated, committed. How about the word proactive? How often do you hear that in the seminars you go to? You need to be proactive about it. Well, they were proactive about it. They were taking the initiative, devoting themselves to prayer. And it included everybody, the women, the disciples, Mary, the mother of Jesus, his brothers, they were all there. So, here's the deal. We've been preaching and teaching through Acts, and what you see underlying every event that takes place is a foundation of prayer. Everything that happens, this doesn't stop. If you read the story and go through with the lens of prayer on your mind and your heart, you'll see prayer underlies everything that they do. They're praying. They're seeking His face. The Pentecost takes place. But what do you reckon they were doing as they were sharing the gospel with these people? They were praying. Were they experts in prayer? Any Phi Beta Kappas in prayer? Any PhDs here that did their graduate and postgraduate work in prayer? Absolutely not. They're all novices to this, to some degree. Now you got the 11 that are left. Well, look at them. Would you call them the paragon of examples of prayer? I wouldn't. I look at a ragtag bunch of people, but they pray. They pray. That underlies everything that happened. Pentecost, Peter's sermon, the ingathering that takes place, the healing of the lame beggar. Peter preaches again. Then Peter and John are arrested. Prayer takes place there. The thing with Ananias and Sapphira takes place, and the church again and again is praying. They're praying. And why are they praying? Because they want to hear God's voice. They want to be obedient. They want to know that they're doing what they're supposed to do. Where do they get their marching order? In prayer. That's what happened. Historically, you look at Christianity since its inception. Never been a move of God that was not preceded by bathed in, baptized in prayer. People just saying, I'm going to pray until back at the turn of the century. Well, not this last century, but the one before, and then in centuries before, dating back to the great awakenings that took place in this country. They had a seat in their building and called it the anxious seat. Well, people would go to pray and where they were really seeking the Lord. You read those stories when Whitfield was here. You know, one of the things that did not happen in Savannah that happened many other places where Whitfield ministered was what? Something that didn't happen through his ministry that happened other places. Revival, that's right. It didn't happen in Savannah. Didn't go on here. You don't have the record of great moving of the Spirit of God. You know what? I'd like to see that happen in the city, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you like to see God just stir the pot here? I believe the Lord is pricking our hearts right now. I've talked to many of you, and you feel the same way. I've invited you here to pray today. I've invited you to come and to seek God's face, to hear from Him, to hear from Him for you, and then for us to hear from Him as a body. I want to read you this because some of you probably didn't read this. Now it's not finding it. John, can you find it? What I sent out on Friday. It says prayer on Sunday. Maybe one of you have it. Yeah. Thank you, Pam. For some reason my device is not finding it. Please join me for a concentrated prayer time on Sunday at 9:30 at Tabernacle, what we call our meeting place on 52nd Street. Y'all know that. We must seek His face together if we expect Him to move in our lives, in our church, and I'll add to that, in our city. We've been encouraging you to invite your friends, your family, neighbors, work associates, and acquaintances to worship on Resurrection Sunday. This activity is not a destination. It is a beginning. Do you understand what we're talking about there? We don't just want a crowd on Resurrection Sunday. We want to see God begin to do something in our life. Does He want to do that? Yeah. I think you have a one-track mind, Daniel. It's not a destination, it's a beginning. It's time that we pray and act in concert, where our prayer and our actions fit hand in glove. The Lord is calling on us to get busy with the kingdom work while there's yet time. And that work always starts with prayer. Some of you are seasoned prayer warriors. You cannot and must not neglect your responsibility. Some of you do not see yourself as important in prayer. But how does God see you? What is His desire? Paul uses this analogy of a body that is fitly joined together. You see, it takes a whole body to function to 100% capacity. Is a little toe important to the body? I have a friend who lost her little toe. It affected her walking, her balance, and a lot of her motor movement. Even a part this small has a vital role to play. The Lord has called on all of us to prayer. So we shall begin. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will not bring the revelation of our entire sin to our minds and hearts. We couldn't stand the guilt. But the promise of that passage is He'll forgive us for all, even what we don't name. Let's pray. Lord, as we begin this time now, as we begin this time of prayer, in the quietness of this moment, Lord, as we open our lives to You right now as an open book, where we sit in our seats, us and You right now, I ask You, Lord, that You'll reveal the sin in our lives. As we pray quietly right where we are, I'm asking You to just let the Lord unveil the sin that is in your life and agree with Him. Confess that. That's what the word confess means, to agree with. We'll spend several moments allowing Him to do that. Lord, we confess all of these sins to You. We come in agreement with You as You, Holy Spirit, have revealed to us where we have fallen short. Now that we've exhaled, let us inhale. The Bible says, commands us in Ephesians 5:18, be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk on wine when there's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Let's claim right now the filling of the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to fill you right now. Just as surely, Lord, as we have breathed in the fresh air of this new Sunday morning, this first day of a new week, we're breathing in, we're receiving the filling of the Holy Spirit right now. And we'll have to move with dispatch. So I'm going to ask you to get with another person, just two, one-on-one, where you can pray for each other. You'll have 5 minutes. 5 minutes to do this. So what is your need? What do you want someone to pray for you about today? You need to express that as quickly as you can so that other person can pray for you. Okay? Let's pair up. Husbands and wives, pair up with someone else, and preferably guys on guys, girls on girls. Okay, look this way if you will. Lord speaking. He's speaking to you. Speaking to the people that you're around. Let's don't stand in His way. Our next item of prayer. There are people in our lives that we know need the Lord right now. Can I get a witness on that? They need Jesus right now. They don't need Him yesterday. They don't need Him tomorrow. They need Him now. Right now. What's standing in their way? Is there a spiritual blockade of some sort? He has given to us the weaponry to break those blockades. So blinders will come off of people and they can see. We can't just sit back and watch them go to hell. We want to pray for them. Pray for those people in our lives. Now I want you to get a different partner, same, you know, guys on guys, girls on girls, a different partner, and you may want to swap around a little bit. So, a different partner, okay? Okay? Let's pray. Let's pray. Look this way, if you will. Several other prayers we're going to pray right now. I'm going to ask you to, for each of these, for one person to stand up and voice this prayer. There are some folks in our lives that we know are believers, but they're not serving the Lord. Not in a church. They've wandered. We know many people
like that.
Someone stand up and lead us in this prayer. We have people in our lives who need deliverance. The evil one just has control of their minds and hearts. Would someone stand up and pray for these? And would all of you come up to the front up here? Everyone, all of you. Guys in the booth too, come on. And we want to join hands, get in a, it's a long circle, so an elongated circle. A lot of us are going to be staring at each other. So. All right. Join hands. Join hands. Come on. Go, you have to go on down there. The circle's got to spread out that way. Come on this way. Some of you this way. Come on. Walk this way. There we go. All right, we all got, okay. They were, there was oneness, they were in one accord, and they were continually praying. I want us to voice out not long prayers, this isn't time to pray for your crops in the field and all that. This is time, this is intense time before the Lord, praying about what the Lord has put on our hearts. We want to see this building filled on Resurrection Sunday. And we want to see it filled and other buildings like it around Savannah. Don't we? We want to see the God do His power. We want to see the blossoming of groups all over the city. As people seek in His face. So let's pray accordingly right now as a group. We're one body right now. So let's pray. Now would you join me in a lifting up praise to the Lord. Praise, honor, glory to the only one who is able to save. The one who has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And Lord, if we're not seeking the lost, then we're not in Your will. Lord, I'm asking You today, may we put on the mind of Christ. Lord, we praise Your name. You are the only salvation, the only hope for our nation, the only hope for the world, the only hope of eternal salvation. It is You, Lord. We praise the name of Jesus. Lord, one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that You are Lord and Lord of all. But Lord, I pray that in the meantime that You'll use us to bring many, many, many into the kingdom. Lord, for You to snatch them right out of the fire, Lord, and give them new life in Christ. We give You ourselves now. In the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we pray. Amen. All right, here's your challenge. This is not an event. This is a process. The Lord has begun something in you and in me today. He has begun something. We must cooperate with the Spirit and do what He says this week in prayer. He's going to be calling on you to pray in places you've never prayed before and pray about things you've never prayed before. So I'm inviting you to do that. Come Palm Sunday, next Sunday, we're going to join in here in I don't know what the Lord's going to surprise us with at 9:30 when we pray, but He's got something special in store for us next Sunday morning here at 9:30 in this time as we pray together. But He has surprises all week. I want to hear the testimony. Rick Dane and I want to hear the testimony of what happens during the week. Email us, text us, carrier pigeon, however you want to send it to us. You might even stop in and actually tell us something face to face. God forbid. So we want to hear what's happening this week. That Acts 1 passage, He's moving in prayer. All underneath, all those acts of the Holy Spirit that it describes is prayer. That That whole book of the Bible is just baptized in prayer. We're done.